So in these last moments of our time together, I would like to share a practice that I learned from Dr. Christine Neff. I adapted it and it has really been, and it still is, a gift to me, so I would like to pass it on to you. I invite you now to close your eyes and adjust your posture so you feel comfortable but alert at the same time with your feet on the floor. If you are sitting, so you can feel grounded. And now bring your awareness to your breathing, observing your breathing. And taking a deep breath in and observing the effect your breath has on your body. Breathing out and taking another deep breath in and exhaling very slowly. And then again, breathing in. And breathing out. And now following the natural rhythm of your breathing. In these challenging times, you may be feeling concerned, worried, or anxious. Please know that everything you're feeling is completely normal. Recognizing your suffering instead of resisting it is the first step towards healing the pain. We can always learn how to meet our suffering with self-compassion, with gentleness and kindness. And this practice will help you find balance and calm and will help you stay grounded in moments of distress. Just remember that we all experience painful moments. It is just part of being human. Fighting them will only add more pain to an already difficult moment. So I will ask you now to turn your focus inward and to connect to your heart center. I invite you to bring to mind a situation in your life that is causing you distress or anguish, sorrow, grief, some type of suffering. See if you can tune into your body and locate where you feel the sensations of that emotion in your body. Is it in your head? In your throat? In your chest? Your belly? Where do you feel the sensations of this emotion? Where is this emotion expressing itself in your body? And when you have located this emotion, acknowledge this emotion. So now that you have acknowledged it, allow this feeling that you are experiencing to be there. Accept it. Instead of struggling against the feeling, bring acceptance to it. relax into it. Instead of fighting it, surrender to the feeling. So we'll go through four steps in this meditation. And the first step is saying mentally to yourself or out loud to yourself, "This is a moment of suffering. And step two is realizing our common humanity and normalizing the experience of having challenging emotions. We all go through difficult moments sometimes. So there is no need to feel embarrassed or ashamed, guilty, or alone in our experience of what is a normal part of being human. So I invite you to say to yourself mentally or out loud these words: suffering is part of life. Everyone goes through this. I am not alone. And say it now once more after me. Suffering is part of life. Everyone goes through this. I am not alone. And now step three is offering yourself compassion and self-soothing. So I invite you to place your hands on your heart as a gesture of kindness and self-compassion and love. And then say to yourself the third phrase, which is, may I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. And step four is asking yourself, what do I need right now? How can I be kind to myself? What can I do for myself? What can I do to nourish myself? A few options would be taking a warm bath or a shower, or going for a walk, connecting to nature, calling a friend for support, asking for a hug, meditating and connecting to a resource that can give you some sort of refuge. Whatever brings you a soothing feeling, a warm feeling, whatever you feel can nourish you, go and do that. Remember, this meditation is a template for whenever you are going through a dark moment in your life. Remember to give yourself this gift of self-compassion. When you feel nourished by compassion, you will feel soothed, softer, lighter, and connected. And you can give kindness to yourself when you need it the most. This self-compassion meditation is so restorative, is so healing. It will feel like being embraced, caressed, and soothed by the warm, healing light of the sun. Rather than avoiding our emotions by ignoring them, or running away from them, or struggling with them, self-compassion offers us a wonderful way to develop the courage to meet our emotions with kindness in the midst of the chaos. And now offer yourself these wishes and repeat after me. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be kind to myself. May I be at peace. May I feel calm. May I feel supported. And now, very gently, and when you are ready, at the gong, open your eyes.